say what I'm looking at is the individual treatment of individual staff. Is he? That's what I'm saying. The J is just too broad, basically, for me. You know.
How about something like treat staff with respect and something or other?
That's right. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So maybe. So I'm adding at the bottom underneath all the other things that we have. Treats staff and I'm going to treat staff, comma, members of governance. Anybody else with respect?
Adrian, staff.
Adrian, yes.
It's on another subject, so if someone wants to...
Okay, three staff, members of governance, and the public, we'll just say.
Well, I'd kind of like to have it directly to employees rather than so broad. Again, it's getting too broad.
Okay, I think staff and governance at least.
That's fine. That's fine.
Because those are things that we actually have knowledge of. Is saying with respect sufficient, or should it be, do you want to add anything else?
With respect and professionalism, I would say.
Oh. Okay. Respect. How about professionalism and respect? Don't ask me why, it just sounds better to me.
Sure.
Okay. Great. Okay, so that's the last one there. Anything else? And any other, you know, as we're talking, you know, please read this stuff. So to the extent that we can add things. So this is definitely not like the final word. It's getting close to that, but if the whole purpose of this is so that people can add things.
So Adrian, to distract them.
Oh, okay, Adrian, yes.
I'm concerned that in so many places where it could be and maybe should be quantifiable, it's not. So increase total revenue by what? What are the goals? Increase net income by a dollar, by what's satisfiable? I mean, what's
okay?
Satisfactory?
So here's our let me tell you our immediate problem for this evaluation. You're 100% right that these could be quantifiable. We haven't had financial statements for a year, at least. So, you know, so we're going to, you know, we will have some for this past year and for current very soon. But at the moment, I don't think that we can do it. And our next, you know, one of our next tasks is going to be is setting goals for the next period of time. And I envision setting goals for, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, so that we have some actual, factual, numerical goals.
Things like membership increase, though. We have numbers on that, right?
Let's hope.
With all due respect, I think that we are missing a major piece, Adrian, in trying to do this and in thinking about the future. And the major piece is a strategic plan. See, if we had a strategic plan, we could make it a bit more specific, but we don't have that. And so maybe that's something that we can work on, maybe coming up with in some form or fashion, a strategic plan which would allow us to really measure what has been done, what's being done, and all of that. The strategic plan is missing. And right now we're pulling stuff out of our, you know, wherever. So anyway, I think that is key to our doing a good job and for allowing our employee to do the job that we've hired him to do, a strategic plan.
This is Don from the stack.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Don.
Oh, Don, yeah. And somebody else, I heard some other squeak, but I didn't hear who it was.
And Adrian.
Okay, so Don and Adrian.
Yeah, I think your comment about strategic plan is spot on. My only question is, who should be developing that strategic plan? It seems to me that's the executive director's responsibility and not the board's. The board.
Well, right now, to answer that, we have a strategic planning committee, and the executive director is part of that. So whether it should be or shouldn't be, that's what it is. Adrian.
So we need to give the strategic planning committee, first of all, thank you, Mescula, for that comment. So we need to give the strategic planning committee what we need from them in terms of what we would like to evaluate the ED on, so that they can come to us prepared then, if that's the case.
I think that's a good idea. Don, would you mind just adding a note into the minutes that we should be making a request of the strategic planning committee to, as part of their job, as part of what they're doing, to come up with some goals that would be, in addition to being useful for, in general, would be specifically useful for, you know, for the executive director. He knows what goals actually, you know, as many concrete goals as possible, and so that he will know what is expected of him, and we will also.
And so that would be for the next go-round, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we can't set a goal today saying...
Exactly.
We can say, you know, listenership hasn't increased, you know, or funding hasn't increased or has increased or whatever, but we don't have any numbers that we can, you know, we can just be, as of now, we can only be general. I mean, it's part of his job description, increase membership, increase funding, blah, blah. So, I mean, obviously that's a goal that he has. He knows he has it. It's not like a, you know, it's not that he doesn't know that that's what he's supposed to do, but we don't have a number right now, and everybody would like a number. He would like a number, I'm sure. We would like a number, obviously a realistic number. Okay. Next, any other comments on this? Okay. Are there any other things that we can do, that anybody can think of that we can do now? So we have a motion that's supposed to be on the calendar for Thursday. You know, the PNB authorizing us to do all of this. And I guess how we distribute it is going to be partially related to SurveyMonkey, and I'm assuming that Otis will be able to figure out how to get it to the various people appropriately.
Adrian.
Adrian, yes.
So there are certain things that I'm looking through this that I think should be separated. Jan, do you want me to just go ahead and send some recommendations on some of the things that are kind of heavy and should be separated instead of going through it right now?
So everything that has a dash in front of it is supposed to be separate. Like increased membership is supposed to be one box. Improved program quality, another box. Increased listenership at all stations, another box. Attend the meetings of PNB and appropriate committees, another box. And then there are the large overall things like agency wide program development and delivery, and
like A could be split into two things as well. I'm sorry, is my phone connection bad? I'm sorry.
Just say which K. You said K, but I don't know which K.
A on the first page. So ensures that the agency has long-range strategy, which achieves its mission, okay, and toward which it makes a consistent and timely progress. That's two ideas. One, are you achieving the mission? Two, are you... Are you making consistent and timely progress? Right?
Yes.
Theoretically, you can do one without the other.
I mean, definitely, theoretically, they're two different things. But almost every single one of these can be, you know, sliced and diced in different ways. And one of the things, by the way, I believe that I sent out before a longer article from which this assessment came. And likewise, Moskila sent out a longer article from which the same author wrote both of them. And I will send those out again. And one of the things that they really warn against, you know, like spending overly, you know, you have to figure out what the big things are and make sure that you're weighing the big things as giving them more weight than small things. So, ensuring that we have a long-range strategy is a major item. We just want to make sure that we don't get too caught up in small things, giving... making sure that we're giving that the larger items, the more important items, are getting are not weighed against small items. So if you have, you know, if one of the things was, you know, counts the paper clips every morning, you know, you want to make sure that doesn't get, you know, isn't given equal weight to, you know, ensures that we have a strategic plan. Just as a, you know,
right. But having a long range strategy or developing a long range strategy is really important. But also, basically meeting some benchmarks toward that goal consistently is its own separate. I mean, I don't want to dice it.
Okay, all right.
I know.
I think that's worth it. Is that okay with everybody? Just making it that into two things so that it ensures that one thing is ensures the agency has a long range plan, and then the second thing is ensuring that we follow through with that.
This is Don from the stack.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, I think Adrian is onto something really important about what arenas of of an executive director's performance are critical in terms of an evaluation, how you weigh those more rather than the paperclips, as you alluded to. So, of course, one is, that the executive director has moved the organization forward and created more stability for Pacifica in the previous 6 months. And what has he done to achieve that, or what has he not done to not achieve that? For me, weighs very heavily, because we still know we're in a pretty fragile state. And another major area for me is demonstration of skills that indicate that he understands Pacifica and that he is working with the board to achieve the board's long-term goals commensurate with our mission statement for Pacifica. And the third is his day-to-day management of the organization.
Okay. So let's look.
Robin to the stack.
Okay. So now we're getting into what I think what we should be doing here. So Robin, I hear you. I'm wanting to write these things down so that we can look at them and make sure that we do cover them, because I think that those are important. Program development and delivery. I'm just trying to figure out which subhead. If you thought about which subhead those would go under, please tell us. John and Adrian. I think it's actually the first one. Well, the board of directors. Okay, so I think that those all would go under the first topic. Program development and delivery, I think. Okay, so Adrian, did you have a wording? Did you just want to divide that particular thing up? Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, the wording could be improved, but I mean, the general idea is
okay,
there.
Developing
the long range plan. That's one thing, and then meeting consistent and timely benchmarks, or however you want to put it.
Okay. So, and then Don, what are the things that you just proposed? You could repeat them so we can write them down.
Yes. One is, how has he performed in terms of stabilizing Pacifica over the past 6 months? Number two is management on a day-to-day basis of the national office, of the finances, of the general managers, et cetera.
Wait a minute. Management. I think that is probably in – in here, because I think I put something.
Well, I'm sure it's here. The point is for us to figure out which are the critical aspects of the evaluation that are essential in us evaluating the performance.
Okay, so here's what we already have that I had put in there. Hire, manage, and supervise national office staff and GMs. What
yes.
additional to that is are you suggesting in that particular one?
The finances of the organization.
Okay, that's a different one. You were just talking about, okay. Your first one was one thing. Then you said something that had to do with management of staff. And I'm wondering if this covers, if what we have covers what you were suggesting.
Yes, it does. But all I'm saying here is we have to figure out what weight we want to give to these.
That's a different subject, okay? I totally agree. We have to figure out what weight. But first we have to figure out what the ingredients. And then you gave another one that I thought was really important that is not that we had not put down at all, and that was like understands the mission of Pacifica. How did you put that?
Yeah. To what degree has the director understood the mission of Pacifica and proposed strategies and implemented strategies to pursue that?
Understood the mission of Pacifica and proposed or implemented. What was the last part that you said?
I don't remember the specific word. Proposed
okay.
plans. Plans would be good.
Okay. Plans in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Okay. And what was the other one that you said, Don?
Well, the thing I said at the outset was, what has he done to increase the stability of the network?
I'm not sure that that is in his, in the job description. I'm not sure that it's not, and it probably is in just the very essence of being an executive director. I mean, that's...
Precisely. It's implicit in the job role.
Being an executive director. Okay, I just want to make sure that we are not asking him to do something that wouldn't be, you know, that he wouldn't have known about. But this is obviously something that's what an executive director would do. Okay. Did you have anything else?
Excuse me.
And Robin is next, I think.
Can we please remember this is 6 months, right?
Oh, this look, you know, when we're evaluating this,
right.
I think a lot of, absolutely, a lot of these things are not applicable in a way, you know. And certainly the most that an executive director, proposing would be the most that he could have done at this point, you know, and he has made proposals. So I think that, you know, we can't obviously say, you know, what is he implemented in terms of almost anything, because, I mean, obviously he has done some certain, implemented some things, but not a lot. So your point is implicit and correct.
Adrian to the staff.
Adrian, and wait a minute, I think Robin, did you have a comment?
Yeah, it's kind of related a little bit to Don.
Okay.
But I just wonder, I mean, since I'm just joining the committee, what is the process going to be after we get these evaluations? They're all going to be anonymous if we use the SurveyMonkey. And then say it comes up with negative in this area and positive in this area. Then what are we going to do with that? I mean, it could be that the survey shows a lot of problems in the area, but if you don't know the specifics, let's say a bunch of staff respond and they have some, you know, unfavorable evaluation. What are we going to do with that if we don't even know why they said that, you know? I just wonder what the process
all of,
point
is. We're asking for comments on everything.
Oh, we are. Okay. So
absolutely.
There is a place for people to comment. Okay.
Yes, we're definitely asking for comments.
Okay.
And, you know, if, you know, it really depends on what it is. I mean, for the most part, evaluations are, you know, you take those evaluations and you talk to the employee and you, you know, say you didn't count enough paper clips today or you counted more than enough paper clips today and, you know, that you did this good and you did that bad and you did the other remarkably well. And, you know, this is what you need to work on, and it's mostly just direction and hopefully setting goals for the next period of time. I mean, that's a big item that we'll have. I mean, and then if it turns out that in the evaluation, you know, you find out that somebody has, you know, lied, cheated, stolen, whatever, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, I mean, depends on what it is. Sometimes you set a goal and saying, you know, if it's something like something that they can improve, you give them a goal to improve. If it's something like, you know, every day this person came to work and lied about whatever, you know, you might have to let that person go. So, you know, we don't know what we're going to do until we see the evaluation. But the
I was just concerned if they're totally anonymous, how you would.
Oh yeah, no.
That's all. Yeah. So.
They're you know, they're supposed to put comments on.
Okay.
And if they you know, so that we can know what's what. Okay. Does that answer your question well enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, thoughts, things that we? What other elephants in the room are we missing when we're looking at this evaluation form?
Adrian to the star.
Adrian.
Maskila brings up a really important point, which leads me to the question of, have we as a committee narrowed down what our expectations are for the six-month mark in terms of this?
You know, we haven't. We're just. I mean, what our expectations are is to evaluate him, to find out, you know.
But you have to evaluate him against something.
Okay, what we're evaluating him against is basically two or three things. One is the general expectations of an executive director. That's implicit in what an executive director does, okay? That's kind of a general thing. Then the other things are his contract. His contract specifies that he's supposed to do certain things, and that, you know, so that's, you know, concrete.
Well,
the job description,
Jan,
that's concrete. Yes?
A six-month evaluation really shouldn't be 12 pages, is my point. If we need to evaluate him, I mean, this is a great evaluation for someone who's been here for perhaps much longer, but at this point, we need to evaluate him based on what our expectations are of him at the six-month mark.
Well, I think, okay, so we have, so we can go through this. We can save this as, you know, like, okay, this, you know, this is our long, you know, a long-range evaluation. And then, you know, I think that what we're, then we can look at these things individually and see, is this an appropriate thing to be evaluating somebody? So, for instance, ensures that the agency has a long-range strategy which achieves its mission and towards which it makes consistent and timely progress. Well, obviously, you know, he's been here 6 months, so we can't say, you know, consistent and timely progress, but we can say, you know, he put out a, you know, has put out, we can say to ourselves and people can say, he's put out a vision statement of, like, where we're going to go. So that's a step in that direction. Okay? It doesn't, you don't have, you have to use, you know, and our, we need to have directions to, so I think another thing that we need to do is to create a set of directions saying, evaluate him on the basis that he's been here for 6 months. So don't, you know, with, obviously those expectations are going to be very different from, than if he had been here for, you know, 5 years.
Right. Then I propose that we tailor the evaluation tool to that specifically.
Well, I think that if you read these things, then we can cross out ones that are inappropriate. But I think it's you have to do it one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And as I read them, they're virtually all appropriate, given the fact that you have to judge him based on A, this is Pacifica, B, that he's been here 6 months. For instance, you know, like the something that says, you know, puts plans into action. Well, you know, there's certain plans at Pacifica you can't put into action unless you have the support of the national board. And, you know, if you can't even get it on the agenda, you can't even get to it in the agenda, then obviously, you know, you're not going to be, you might say, well, he tried, you know, so he did maybe better than, you know, it might be very good that he, you know, did this visioning, so his ensures that the agency has a long-range strategy, it could be very good, even though nothing has happened, because at least he's thinking, and he's letting us know. So I think that, I think it's worthwhile going through each of these topics and saying, is this something that is appropriate? I think I've gone through it, and I think most of them are, you know, appropriate.
This is Grace.
I have a comment.
This is Grace. I have a comment.
Although I have to say that, for instance, D, under Administrative and Human Resource Management, D, ensures that job descriptions are developed and regular performance are held. You know, there's questions there. Yes, Grace.
I like the categories and questions areas. However, I'm wondering if it's appropriate for a six-month evaluation to go through the whole survey process. I think it might be in our best interest to consult with our very excellent HR attorney to ask her what is the proper way to go about a six-month review, how lengthy it should be, who should be included in that, and what is in the best interest of Pacifica regarding a review. KPFK has gone through this process of conducting a survey, et cetera, but that was for permanent employees who had been on the job for at least 2 years. I don't know if it's really a good idea to go through this depth of evaluation in a six-month review. So that's what I would suggest, a short consultation with our truly excellent HR attorney.
Okay. I think
that.
I'm sorry, what?
I second that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Trust with Tony, her and you.
All right. I will. Okay, you know, excuse me. We really went sort of sideways in this meeting, and I apologize. I've just been going along being chair. Just, you know, we elected a secretary, and the next step should have been to elect a chair or a chair pro tem. So I want to take us back to that where we were, because I think we need to, you know, decide if we're going to have a chair or a chair pro tem or what, because, you know, it's that time of year. So I'd like to move us back to that point of our existence.
Can I add something very quickly, Janice? Grace.
Sure, Grace.
Okay, I don't mean to say that a survey might not be appropriate. It might be.
I understand.
Before we launch, I'm not trying to criticize this. I'm just trying to say that if we have the guidance from somebody
say,
with a lot of expertise, that might be a good idea.
Minimally, or don't do it. But we are committed. We have said, we have told our ED that, you know, via contract, that we're going to evaluate him. So we need to do that.
No. I'm not questioning that at all. Absolutely. But I'm just saying that the sophistication or the extent of it might be, we probably should find out what the best course of action is in terms of the thoroughness of it. It might not be necessary to do the whole anonymous survey.
Okay. And that is how we got to this point of me saying, "Oh, I'll do that," and then realizing, you know, I was last term's chair. I may not be the chair of this term, So let's go back to electing a chair or a chair pro tem. I propose that we elect a chair pro tem, and that we have, if there's, you know, any, if there are more than one nominee, that we, I guess, that we have an election. Whether that's how we do it, is it, I think we've mostly done committees. Just normally, just do it right there in the committee, I think. Okay, so anyway, nominations are open for chair. Does anybody want to nominate anybody or self-nominate themselves? And I'm willing to do this again, but I'm willing to have somebody else do it also. I mean, I'm willing to be chair again, but I'm very willing to have someone else also be chair.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shy. You can nominate yourself, and if you're saying anything, make sure you're not on mute. Okay.
Mm.
I'm hearing a sweet.
Nomination, yeah.
Are there any more nominations?
I second.
Okay. So this is I'm just gonna say that for this could be for today. Is there any other nominations? Okay. I will chair this meeting. Now, why don't we have now? So I'll continue to be the chair of this meeting. Are there any nominations for permanent chair for this committee?
Jan.
Okay. Any other nominations or self-nominations? Okay. All right. Is there anybody opposed to Jan being the chair for this term, this year? Okay. All right. So by dint of lack of other nominees, Jan will be, I accept I'll be chair for this year. And I really encourage people to consider being chair next year. I mean, I've done this now a couple of years. I'd be very happy to have someone else do this. Okay, so back to the question. I will contact our HR attorney and ask her if there's, what would be the most appropriate way to carry out this this evaluation. Okay. Okay. I know this is tedious going through this, but it's really not that long. It looks like a mini pages because there's a lot of blank space here, but it's really only about 3 pages long, 4 at the most, with a lot of white space. So would everybody look at this and see if there are sections that they believe are not appropriate to include in this evaluation? In a six month evaluation.
Is everyone still there? Did I drop off?
Nope. I think we're all still here. We're just being quiet. We can all say la, 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 la to make sure that everybody will have a little white noise going on. But we're all just reading. I think we're all just reading through this and seeing. And if you, as you're reading, if you come up with something that you think is really not appropriate for this evaluation, please just, chime in so that we can focus on any particular things.
Jan, I would have to evaluate that based on what our expectations are. So it's very difficult for me to just look at, especially because I'm new, it's really difficult for me to look at this and say, oh, this is appropriate or not appropriate, because I don't exactly know what our expectations are for the 6 month mark for Maxi. And if I had a better idea of that, or maybe we could talk about that in executive session, then I would be able to go through this document and pick out those things that are superfluous.
Okay. I think that at this point, we're at a point where we go into executive session so that we could talk about some of this in more detail. So I think there's a separate number to call in for executive session.
Yes, there is.
So why doesn't everybody hang up?
No, it's the same phone number, a different code. And that's included in the email that I sent out about 5:15 Pacific time.
Okay.
So you want to go ahead and
Sabrina, can you just read that code?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll look for it.
Okay. I sent it at 5:15 our time, Don.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And you know what? I'll resend it to you. Does anybody else need it? Because I can resend it right now.
Yeah, resend it to me too. This is Adrienne. Thank you.
Okay. And by the way, for the future, the way I find these things is I look for things that say no reply.
And they might go to your spam folder too. So, they might go to your spam folder.
Okay. Anybody else want it to be sent? Okay, I'm sending it right now. Okay. Okay. So hang up and call back.